Course Segment 1. Cognates.
As you've already learned German with Michelle Thomas, you'll know that as an English speaker, you have a tremendous advantage. There is a treasure trove of German vocabulary buried in English. This is thanks to the arrival in Britain over 15 centuries ago of the Angles, Saxons and Jutes, who spoke a language similar to German. Over generations, most languages develop and absorb material from other cultures. One of the effects of this, something that Michelle Thomas discussed, is a gradual change in pronunciation and spelling. If you know a little bit about how German words absorbed into English have changed, you'll be able to recognize a lot of words in modern German and give your vocabulary a real boost. It can even give you the edge should you try to work out what an English word might be in German. Let me give you a few examples. In the Middle Ages, the German T sound shifted and softened to a D sound. That's why trinken in German sounds so close to drink in English, and why gut mellowed to good. With this in mind, see if you can work out what these German words mean. Every house needs one of these.
Ein Bett.
Ein Bett, yes, a bed. And this, something to eat.
Brot und Butter.
Of course, bread and butter. If you do a lot of
tanzen,
dancing, tanzen is to dance, you'll develop a
Durst.
Durst, thirst. And if you're grateful to someone, you'll use
danken,
meaning to thank. Danken, from which you get danke, of course, thanks. The hound, our Saxon word for dog, is evident in the German word Hund. I know you'll have no problem working out these other animals.
Der Fuchs und der Wolf.
Fuchs und Wolf. Fox and wolf. And what about these two?
Das Schwein und die Kuh.
Das Schwein, the pig, think of swine. Die Kuh, the cow. The clipped German T softened in English to a TH sound, which is why Vater is traceable in our word father. Bearing that in mind, you'll recognize this number.
100,000.
100,000. 100,000. Now listen to the German words for parts of the body. The similarities to English are striking.
Haare. Lippen. Schulter. Knie. Ellbogen.
Haare, hair. Lippen, lips. Schulter, shoulder. Knie, knee. Ellbogen, elbow. These sound shifts are useful to know, but they're not cast in stone. So just relax and trust your guessing instinct in this first segment. You'll find examples of other sound shifts in the user manual, but for now just go with the flow. Mit dem Strom schwimmen. Swim with the stream, with the current. Mit dem Strom schwimmen. Let things happen gradually and everything will fall into place. Right, you're ready to start using your German, but before we begin, remember, whilst Michelle Thomas always encouraged us to guess vocabulary, he warned never to guess structure. So do try and think sentences through clearly. In this segment, we'll introduce you to some really useful German word endings. What will gradually become clear, that's klar in German, close, isn't it? Is that the German language tends to glue words or pieces of words together, rather like building a wall, brick by brick. By separating and examining each individual brick or word, you'll find you can work out its meaning more easily and you'll see patterns emerge. You'll soon be building these walls yourself.